Welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look into education in mid-Missouri. I'm Sarah Kellogg. On April 5th, Columbia voters will have their say on two measures that would impact Columbia Public School District's finances. KBIA's Abigail Corson has the story.
During the upcoming municipal election, Columbia residents will decide whether to pass an operational tax levy increase and a $30 million bond proposal for the Columbia Public School District. Columbia Public School spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the levy increase and bond proposal are two very different things. She says the bond is for funding strictly related to new construction, renovation of existing facilities, and the purchase of new technology and equipment, while a tax levy increase is funding for the district's operating costs, such as paying teachers' salaries, providing employee benefits, and supplying educational materials.
We're not seeing new revenues from the state. We're not seeing new revenues at the federal level. And so what that means then is that our local property tax base has to make those investments into its educational system. And it's, you know, when you see cuts happening at the state level, all that means then is that the local community becomes responsible for continuing to maintain.
The levy increase would charge 65 cents per $100 of assessed valuation of homes and businesses within Columbia city limits. Columbia School Board member Jan Meese says part of the reason why the school district is proposing this levy increase is because the school district is still feeling the effects of the 2008 recession.
Home prices are still trying to recuperate. So, you know, assessed valuations on your home are lower because of that. We always calculate when we set budgets for an annual increase in assessed valuation. Years ago, it used to be 8 or 9%, and now it's down to between 2 and 3%. Even though there's more building and et cetera, sometimes it doesn't calculate out that way for the school district to the as positive as it used to.
City voters last approved a tax levy for the public schools in 2012. That 40-cent increase addressed immediate problems within the district, such as large class sizes and outdated technology. The other proposal on the April 5th ballot is a $30 million bond, which would go toward construction efforts. Baumstark says the bond is essential for the district to keep up with growth.
So the bond is really about addressing our continued growth in the community, the overcrowding that we're seeing in many of our schools.
She says should the bond pass, approximately $20 million will go toward construction of another middle school scheduled to open in 2018.
It's no secret that Gentry Middle School is over capacity, and so we need to do something, especially as we continue to see growth on that side of town, to be able to address that need.
If passed, the bond will also be used for additions and expansions to other schools throughout the district.
We don't always want to be in the business of just building a new building in order to address our growth needs. One of the things we're also looking at is adding on to existing buildings in order to increase capacity at those buildings as well. So we've got $11 million set aside to do that.
Columbia voters have approved 7 bond issues for Columbia Public Schools since the year 2000, totaling more than $360 million. I'm Abigail Corson, KBIA News, Columbia.
That's all for this week's exam. Thanks for listening.